Good morning and a good morning to you. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lilui Nishmas, Sora Malka Bas Rav Yitzchak. We are in Mesechta Nida. We are in Perek Ches, Mishnayos Beis and Gimel, and the Mishnah is now going to continue with its discussion of a kesem and what makes a kesem acceptable or unacceptable. But told him Choldavashi Yecholol Itlos. If a woman finds a stain on her clothing or on her body, and she can establish and hang the stain on anything she can, if she was involved in some process of the shechita, we can assume that what? She passed through the market, even though she didn't do the actual shechita, but she was right there where they were shechting, or nesaska b'ksamim, she had handled garments with stains on them, or she was sitting next to those people who were dealing with stains, or hagar ma'acholes, or she killed a louse, she can assume that the bloodstains that she's finding are based on those. So the Mishnah asks, Kama he told her, how far can she go with that? So Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus Omer, Ad Kigrishal Po. Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus says it's up to the size of a split bean. Vaval Bishalo Harga, and even though she did not even kill the louse, she could still depend on it. Vitola Bibno Bibayla, she can also put the stain and attributed to her son or to her husband. Now, if she has a wound that's covered by a scab, which could peel and bleed, she can attribute the stain to that maka, even though right now it doesn't look like it's in that situation. The Mishnah continues, the Mishnah Gimel, to tell us that there was a story that happened with a woman who came in front of Rabbi Akiva, and Amar lo, she said to him, "Raisi kesem, I saw a stain." He says to her, "Listen, maybe you had a wound." Amar lo, "Hein, yes, I did have a wound, but it healed." Amar lo, so he says, "Nu, shema yichol lizgal lo hotzi dam. Maybe it can peel and spurt out blood." Amar lo, "Hein," she said to him, "Yeah, that happens." V'tiyah Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said she was tahora. So the students, he saw that the Talmidim were staring at each other. And Amar lahem, Madavar kosher beinechem. Why is this so hard for you to understand? Shalom amru chachamim adav lachmir el alakel. The chachamim didn't establish this principle in order to be machmir. They said it to be mako. When they made the rules for the stringency, they said it on in the Torah, it was only on the actual blood. It was the Chachamim who came along and established the rule for a stain that's found post facto. And so therefore, when you have a Safek, we can go ahead and say, Sveika Derabanan Lekula. We'll stop here, Be'ezus Hashem. We'll continue tomorrow. Everyone have a fantastic day, a good Moed, and a wonderful Shabbos.